Welcome to the Flat at Home Show, your source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. My favorite part. In fact, this has been such a wonderful series, hasn't it, Ben? As the temperatures drop a little bit, we're warming up the place by delivering hope through real estate. And I'm just very excited about this next one, this guest that we have for you this weekend. Let me thank my sponsors: Brian Murphy, Nikki Marengo, Remax, Rocky Mountain Real Estate, Glacier Steel Products, Metal Roofing and Siding, Protecting What Matters, and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. This has been a great series, and I'm going to see if we can push it a little further, Matt, because I think we can find more hope out there as we build it through real estate efforts. I've heard from agents helping agents. I've heard from the Enmar Charitable Foundation talking about the great efforts that they put into their community. I've spoken to Habitat for Humanity and obviously bringing all of those great hopeful efforts to our community. We've got an event going on this exact weekend with the Flathead Warming Center, which we've spoken to Bethany and her crew about that. There's a lot of hope out there, and I just need you to hear me carefully, public. Your local friendly realtor, chances are they're involved to a level even more than what you think in helping build a better community for us today, as well as our generation in the future. So kudos, my hat goes off to you, all my fellow friends and realtors and those in the real estate industry, and thank you for doing that. Now, this weekend, I had my mind blown earlier this week about this lady's efforts in her charitable contribution efforts and how she actually builds hope using, yes, commercial real estate. Are you excited? Well, hang on. We're going to take a really quick break. We're going to come right back with my guest this weekend talking about building hope through commercial real estate. My name is Justin Mecha. This is the Flathead Home Show. We'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
Glacier Steel Products, a company that has been protecting your biggest investment. For over 19 years, Glacier Steel Products has been Northwest Montana's premier source for metal roofing and siding. We continually set the bar by keeping up with the latest and what's new and trending. With Glacier Steel, you get more than just a superior product. You get a company with the experience and knowledge to take on any job, big or small. Come in and check out our showroom and get inspired for your next project at 139 Alder Drive, South Kalispell, or visit us at glaciersteel.com. Glacier Steel Products, we are protecting what matters.
And we're back. It's the Flathead Home Show. My name's Justin Mecha. Are you getting warmer out there? I am. And if you're not warm enough, watch out. This is really going to warm your hearts. Listen, we're talking about building hope through real estate. And more specifically, we've got a really creative idea this weekend that my new friend Maria is going to illustrate. Please welcome Maria Endenbosch with Humanity Wine Company. Wait a minute, wine? I'm interested. Hello, what's going on? No, Maria, let's talk about what you do here with Humanity Wine Company.
Yeah, well, first, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so the wine company was created to solve a problem in the charity world.
Oh, wow,
and
cool.
So we created wines that would go directly straight to your home. They would be delivered directly straight to your home, and you would get to select from all sorts of family-owned wineries and be able to pick wine and have it delivered to your home whenever you wanted, or just get on a subscription every 3 months. But what we found was that was great to have subscribers, and it was wonderful, but how else could we impact the community? How else could we get our word out there? Because at the end of the day, we donate 50% of our profits to charity.
Wow, okay.
So that 50% was what was the driving force behind the company. How much more could we give? How much more could we make so that we could keep taking on more aging out orphans? And that's who we help.
Oh, wait a minute, hold on. So you're talking about a pretty cool service here that I'm already interested. Hello, wine automatically dropped to my house. Yes, let's do that. Mm-hmm. And then you're talking about taking 50% of your proceeds to helping out, did you say aging out orphans?
That's right, 18 to 25 years old in Argentina. That's where we're currently working.
Okay.
Unfortunately, there's no program for them. So we are the only hope for their future once they turn 18.
Wow. And you can, friends, especially my wine-loving friends, which if you know me, I've got a lot of wine-loving friends. So we can make a difference in this generation.
Yes, 100%. And a massive difference.
I'm blown away already because you're absolutely right. I can't imagine there's a lot of resources already, even in a community or a country that has resources. I'm not really aware of the focus being on aging out orphans. Mm-hmm.
This country, Argentina, unfortunately, they have literally none.
Other than you.
Now us.
Yes. Wow, that's cool. Which is great. Oh, sweet. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Humanity Wine, what a great title. Mm-hmm. Humanity, good job. Humanity Wine Co., right? Is that how you go?
Yes.
Humanity Wine Co. Okay. How do we learn a little bit more about that?
So that you can just go to shop.humanitywineco.com, and that's our e-commerce shop.
Okay.
So you'll see corporate gifting. You'll see everything that you can do.
Oh.
And it's very cool, very simple, easy. Again, you select the wines you want and gets shipped right to your house. Now, the corporate gifting is where I started to get really excited about and started to work with a lot of realtors.
I see the connection here, friends. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk. What does that look like?
So we do a few things. Of course, you can imagine thank you gifts, closing gifts.
Yep.
And then we do wine tastings for open houses.
Oh.
So that's been really, really exciting. But more importantly, what I saw was specifically down in Florida, from their part of the year, I saw a lot of vacant buildings, and I said, well, how do these agents market? And in my head, let's bring people into these vacant buildings. Let's have a wine tasting, introduce them to our concept, which immediately the realtor becomes connected to a mission.
Yeah.
So the building, you're no longer just leasing a building. You're actually leasing a mission.
A mission.
And
wait
this
a minute,
mission.
That's building
right.
hope.
That's right.
That is so cool. Wait a minute. You know what, Maria? What I'm hearing you say is that you see a need and you build an outfit for that need.
That's right.
First of all, you saw a need for an aging out orphan population in Argentina. Is that where you're from?
No, I'm from Italy.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. How do you land in Argentina?
I feel like I always say that it chose me.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, it's a very long story.
Okay.
We could have another segment on that.
Another show?
Yeah.
I hear a future series. I don't know. We'll have to tie it to real estate somehow.
Yeah.
However, maybe we'll talk about the housing down there.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, Matt, the show just got bigger. It's no longer just a Flathead home show. It's the Earth home show. Listen, so you found that there's a need in a segment of a community called the Aging Out Orphans in Argentina.
Yes.
You said, I want to fill this need.
Yes.
All right. Then I'm assuming you probably like wine.
I do.
Okay. Yeah. And then you found a way to develop a company that drop ships wine. Hello, Jeff Bezos idea. And brings it either via subscription or single order. And then you started to decorate that in a multitude of ways. So you, the residential homeowner, who happens to also be like this guy and likes a bottle of wine every once in a while, I can have it shipped to my house directly. Probably a really wide portfolio of wines, I'm guessing.
Massive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
International.
So,
all family-owned. We only work with family-owned farms.
Oh, cool. Okay. So, wow. It's like going local and yet global
That's
at the same
right.
time.
Yep. Farm to table.
Even you're just a master of words. I better be careful. You're going to take my job. So if then you said, I'm going to marry these two efforts, I'm going to help out this community in Argentina by sharing my profits off of this effort to help this effort. And then you saw vacant buildings in Florida.
That's right.
And you said, I can help these realtors. I can help these sellers by bringing greater exposure and build events inside these buildings.
Yeah, that's right. And we have wine tastings in the buildings. And so again, it's an opportunity for you to showcase the vacant building you have.
Mm. At a very unique level.
Extremely unique, because now you're the way I look at it is you're bringing, and most of the, I love working in very distressed buildings.
Yeah.
Because you're combining modernity of what's happening, drop shipping. That's a very recent concept for all of us, right?
We click
a button and it's at our home.
Right.
That's rather recent.
2 days later, here we go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so the idea is bringing that modernity and of convenience and marrying it to the antiquity of that space
of
the building. And
okay.
So it's really neat to combine the two. And again, it's bringing people there who might not be interested in your space because they're interested in the wine.
Right.
And so they come in and now you're starting to paint a vision.
At least initially, they may not be interested in the
space.
That's
right.
However, once you put a whole lot of energy, especially mission-based energy, inside the shell that is otherwise probably pretty vacant and full of pigeons, now we've got an opportunity.
That's right.
Now not only have you cast a vision, you've begun to create a vision.
That's right. And people get to understand the heart of the agent.
Yeah.
Because not every agent's going to do this, right?
Right.
It's going to be an agent who sees the value in A, the wine, but more importantly, the vision
right.
of the mission.
Right.
And so it shows people that you're much more than just getting the contract signed.
You know what? When I represent a seller to, let's say, a residential structure, because that's for most of us, that's understandable. And especially in this valley, because we're not Silicon Valley. We're not New York City. We're not Los Angeles. We are Kalispell. We're a flathead. Okay.
Yeah.
We have a couple of three-story buildings, no skyscrapers yet. So when I represent a seller of a residential property and let's say it's vacant because it's not their primary residence and now it's this vacant home. So some of the efforts and we go to sale, we go on the market. Mm-hmm. And now I'm bringing interested parties to this residential piece of property. There is a vision that you get to paint.
Absolutely.
You get to say, can't you imagine sitting on this back porch and watching the sunset, you know, you begin to paint that picture. You're not doing anything that we already aren't interested in doing. You're
That's
just
right.
doing at a higher level.
That's right.
A visionary level.
Yeah.
Do you have any of these events going on now?
We, in vacant buildings, no. I'm actually looking for agents who would like to partner and do
Did
something.
You hear that, agents? Don't worry, we'll give contact info in just a little bit.
But I did partner with this incredible commercial space, Fiddlesticks.
Yeah.
It's here
just
in
right
Calis,
down the street.
Just down the street, yeah.
Yeah.
And so we have a Wine 101 class. So it's going to be four bottle tasting, and I'm teaching you tips and tricks on how to pair wine. And you're going to be ushered into that space. That space is gorgeous, what
cool.
they did there. That's going to be on October 21st.
Mark your calendars.
Yes, that'll
okay.
be super fun. It's very limited seating.
Okay.
It is only 40 people, and so it is first come, first serve.
Right, so you're selling tickets for this?
That yes, we are.
Okay.
Yes, that's events.humanitywineco.com.
I'm slipping you a 20 so I get first dibs.
/wine101. So
events.humanitywineco.com.
/wine101.
Okay.
And so that's going to be super fun. And then we're working with another local chef with the Copper Kitchen at the same venue on November 4th. And that's going to be charcuterie board making.
Ooh, cool.
And wine tasting. That's,
cool.
again, super limited. Those tickets will go on sale, I believe, the 22nd, the day after the wine event. But other than that, I am looking for buildings. I'm looking for people who see the value in this and I like to call it co-heir to the mission.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
definitely.
That's what we're doing. Yes, we're bringing the wine, and yes, we're bringing that experience, and you're bringing your people to see the space, but we are really co-heiring into this mission.
I love it. Mm-hmm. You're actually creating really monumental levels of hope, doing it through real estate, partnering with great people, and developing great vision.
Mm-hmm.
Humanity Wine Co., can we find that on Facebook?
Yes, Humanity Wine Co., and you'll see a big H in the middle, and it says Wine Co. There's another one out there who... I don't know what they're doing.
Okay. Thanks for the description.
Yeah.
And you have an event coming up October 21st and November 4th, humanitywineco.com, right?
Mm-hmm.
Click on events, take a look at that. Maria, thank you so much for all that you do, bringing hope through real estate. Thank you for sharing your story with us.
Thank you, Justin. I appreciate it.
This is the Flathead Home Show. Friends out there, you be warm, be safe, be well, have fun. And of course, hey, Flathead.
Welcome home.